This Rush Hour catch-up podcast is built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
What were you up all night putting together? This off the back of me looking at the gift that we got for our daughter for her second birthday. Cool little kitchen. You had to put it together yourself.
By the way, did she get it this morning?
She got it this morning.
Did she love it?
She loved it.
She making dinner?
She's, well, I hope so. Yeah, Liz isn't doing that stuff at the moment, you know. She's about a week away from giving birth to the second one.
Fair enough.
But she absolutely loved it. But yeah, like I took one look at the box and, you know, in typical me fashion went, not a problem.
I got that.
Easy, I got this.
Yeah, you didn't have that at all.
3 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got Marissa in Noranda. What were you up all night making?
I was up all night making some food for my friend because, you know, I like to care for people and it's good to be kind.
Yeah.
I did it for my heart.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just cooked her a lot of food like a roast, salads, pasta, rice, you name it, because I like to cook, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I love cooking.
I kind of get the feeling you like to cook.
You should put out
I don't mind cooking, but I have to be in my time and I have to think straight what I'm doing and have a clear mind.
You should put out a cookbook called The Cooking Insomniac.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good, Lace.
Thank you, Marissa. Tony and Parmelia, what were you up all night making, mate?
I was up putting a pool together, an above-ground pool.
Oh.
Had a friend come around to give me a hand, and we thought, oh, yeah, how hard can this be? It's just the aluminium surround with a liner.
Put it up, fill it with water, whatever,
pretty much, and we did that, and then had a few more drinks afterwards, went to bed, and got up, and we had a deep end and a shallow end.
That's not meant to be the case with an above ground, is it?
Well, I tried to convince the wife that it was for the adults and the kids, but she wouldn't have it.
People pay extra for that, a deep end and a shallow end.
Yeah, it.
Oh, Tony, that's a ripper.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
It's a short report, Lise.
Oh, it's not even April Fool's Day, and yet, how's this for a headline?
Okay.
You ready?
Lay it on me. Wait, hang on. I'm sitting.
Sitting?
Down. All right.
Kim Kardashian not ruling out running for president.
Oh, God.
After successfully getting President Donald Trump to release non-violent drug offender Alice Johnson from jail a couple of weeks ago, Kim Kardashian's thinking about maybe getting into politics. She said as much in a new CNN interview.
Never say never, but that's not going to be like a Kim's run. I just want to help, you know, starting one person at a time. And I think sometimes if more people would just put their personal feelings aside and talk about really important issues that have to be discussed, then so much more can get done. If I have this platform, it would honestly be such a waste if I didn't use it to change someone's life.
You give them an inch and they take it a mile. If you want to help people, start with Kanye. Start with Kanye. Start with him. It is amazing, Lise. That is, you say it often that we are on intergalactic candid camera.
We are on an intergalactic candid camera show, have been for years. The aliens are laughing their heads off at us. Some sad news today. Martin Bregman, producer of the classic Al Pacino movie Scarface, has died at the age of 92.
Do you want to play this? Okay. Do you want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
What a moment in film that was. What a great film. And, as I said, sad news, but 92 is not a bad innings.
It's not a bad innings.
Bregman produced several Al Pacino films, including Scarface, of course, Serpico, Sea of Love, and Dog Day Afternoon, for which he was nominated for an Oscar. Rihanna took a playful jab at Helena Bonham Carter's wacky sense of style when the cast of Ocean's 8 appeared on the latest episode of The Graham Norton Show. The actresses were discussing the big fashion event that is the Met Gala when Helena, who happened to be wearing a dress with comical penis prints on it, as is her way, revealed that she'd never been invited.
So now, presumably you all been at the real Met Gala?
No. Yes.
Yeah. You haven't?
You haven't?
No, I have not.
You have not?
No.
That's because you wear dresses like that.
In other goss today, there's a report that Bill Cosby and his wife Camille may be divorcing. They've been married for 54 years.
Yeah, right, okay.
Also today, Cosby fired his entire legal team. Production is underway on the new Wonder Woman movie. Reese Witherspoon wants her daughter Ava to star in Legally Blonde 3. And former Real Housewives of New York cast member Aviva Drescher says the show's producers would go out of their way to booze up the cast before filming. Look, I watched that show, and believe me, I have to booze up first too.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
It's quiet building at the moment.
It is quiet.
There is no general manager here. There is no content director who oversees us like directly. The chain of command below that has disappeared as well. There's no music director.
Yeah.
There's no ops manager. We got the run of the place.
We'd be going off like a frog in a sock. Were it not for the fact that quite a few people are off sick.
Could you imagine if the beer fridge was open today? Was a Friday?
Woo! Woo! Yeah, we'd be flicking the lights on and off like it was a disco.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Sue in Bateman. What happened when the boss was away?
Me and my best friend decided, like, we got asked to work New Year's Day, because the boss wasn't going to be in either. So we decided New
Year's
Day.
Of course, yeah.
We're going to get really, really drunk. We had an hour's sleep. Mm. We went to work the next day. And I was meant to be on checkouts, and so was she. she went up into the office and
fell
asleep.
You're dealing with the public.
Yeah.
Your poor love.
I hid behind a screen on the checkout, and I actually fell asleep.
Yes.
After about half an hour, the boss came in, and he's sitting there shaking me, trying to wake me up. Yeah. We did get into a bit of trouble, you know.
We wouldn't expect anything else from someone working with the public on New Year's Day.
Exactly.
Behind a check cash register.
Sophia in Caversham. What happened when the boss was away? Hello.
Well, we found out, every Friday the boss will go to a meeting every single Friday. And
really?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, well, we found out it wasn't a meeting, but anyway, that's another story for another time.
Yeah, yes. Oh, no, we know.
So, anywho, we decided we'd take ourselves out to lunch, and it was a little bit of an affair of a few drinkies and whatnot, and then we took a few drinkies back to the office because we still had an afternoon there.
Yes.
And the boss had a brand new, beautiful, beautiful high back chair, leather, gorgeous thing, brand new.
Yeah.
And we decided we'd race in it. Of course, it's a racing car chair.
Of course, everyone's got to have a go.
Yeah.
We broke it nevertheless, and we tried to, sag it all back together, and it was all leaning to one side. And he come to work on the Monday, sat in it, fell down on his bottom, and let's just say that a couple of people weren't there in the afternoon.
Oh, that's rough.
I know, but I was still there. I was chain of command. I was there still.
No, because the thing, you obviously didn't think quick enough. Because the thing is, if the boss has come in and the chair looks fine, right, and he sat on it and it's broken, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Well, he looked at the CCTV and went,
You've got to remember to erase those tapes.
You can't get away with anything in 2018.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up podcast was built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50.